proclamation number 7365 dated the May 17th, 1959. The outpouring of the Spirit. The outpouring of my Spirit into a receptive vessel is the most delectable gift you humans can be offered as long as you live on Earth, for it is the direct bond between your Father and you, which enables you to speak to Him directly. I pour my Spirit into you. I choose a vessel for myself into which I can let my Spirit flow, which subsequently informs you of me, of my nature, of my reign and activity, and of my infinite love for all beings I created. I want to be in contact with these beings. In the past, this contact took place such that my word flowed from me directly into my created beings, and they understood this word and were able to verbally respond to me again. However, this changed in as much as that the beings, due to their own fault, became incapable of hearing my word. It changed in as much as they listened to a different voice and therefore were no longer capable of understanding what would have affected them from my mouth had they remained receptive for it. But they turned away from me. My ray of love could no longer affect them, and thus they were no longer able to receive the expression of my love. My word, which can only flow into entirely pure vessels and can only be understood by beings which are inclined towards me, and not into those beings which still totally opposed and rejected me, so that my illumination of love could not affect them. Consequently, they no longer heard my word. Instead, they listened to and followed the voice even more of the one who, as my adversary, was also to blame for their apostasy from me. And they remained in this state of inability of hearing my voice for an infinitely long time, for their distance from me is so vast that my illumination of love can no longer affect them either, since this requires their voluntary approach to me, which can only happen in a certain stage of development. As a human being with free will, then it is indeed possible to enter into such close contact with me that the human being can hear my voice. However, in that case he must comply with the conditions which enable the latter to happen. He must shape himself such that I myself can take abode in him, so that my Spirit can pour into a heart which has been prepared to be worthy of my presence. For when my Spirit pours into a person, I myself am present with him. This outpouring of my Spirit upon people only became possible as a result of my crucifixion, since, prior to that, humanity was still burdened by the original sin of falling away from me, and this original sin kept their heart closed. I was unable to enter it, because my presence presupposes absolute purity of heart, forgiveness of sins, and thus redemption from all guilt. And this happened through my death on the cross, which was the atonement for people's every sin, providing they wanted to be redeemed from them. And in the purified heart of a person who is redeemed through Jesus Christ's blood, my Spirit can flow. But this first requires the person soul again, who must make such heartfelt contact with me that he can hear my gentle voice in himself, that he allows my Spirit to speak to his indwelling spiritual spark and listens to what I have to say to him. I want to pour my Spirit upon all flesh. You are all able to prepare yourselves as a vessel into which my Spirit can flow. But without this will of yours you wait in vain for me to speak to you. But if your will is ready to listen to me, you will be able to achieve truly glorious results on account of my Spirit's activity, for where my Spirit is working there is the most brightly radiating light, there is profound wisdom, there you will recognize my infinite love and my power. Where my Spirit flows there is no more darkness. It disperses the night and a bright day is dawning which will never end. Oh, if only you would all cleanse your hearts in order to be able to receive me. so that I could speak to you, so that my Father's Spirit would be able to address you, as it was in the beginning. Then all darkness would truly have left you. You would be able to move within the light which illuminates all places and reveals everything which was still secret to you before. All of you could make it possible for me to speak to you again, as before, and thereby make you happy. For my word is the direct transfer of my strength of love, and my illumination of love delights the heart if it can enter. Therefore, prepare your heart as a vessel into which my spirit can pour. Fulfill the condition by cleansing your heart of all cravings and impure thoughts by making an effort to live a life of love and constantly comply with my will. Prepare yourselves as a receiving vessel for my spirit and you'll thereby establish the same relationship with me again, as in the beginning. I will be able to delight you with my love and constantly speak to you, and you'll understand me and be blissfully happy. For you will attain light and freedom, you will become again as you were in the beginning, perfect beings of light which, as my children, will create and work with me according to my will. Amen.